This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. The British intelligence agency MI5 is actually about counterintelligence. It fights spies and terrorists. It is so secret that the people who work for it are not allowed to tell anyone, and that makes for all kinds of good stories, which, in cruel irony, must be kept secret, unless you fictionalize them. Dame Stella Remington worked for MI5 for 30 years. She became the agency's first woman director about a dozen years ago before retiring. Tomorrow, her first novel, At Risk, is released. The story involves a woman who works for MI5. When we spoke, Dame Stella told me that spy novels were her first exposure to intelligence work before she joined almost 40 years ago.
Amazingly enough, I joined in India when I was in New Delhi as the wife of a diplomat, and tapping on the shoulder was the sort of form of recruitment.
Why did they tap you, may I ask?
I don't know why they tapped me. The job that I was being recruited for was a part-time clerk typist. I was the wife of a first secretary, therefore I must be an okay kind of person. And those were the sort of criteria that were applied in those days. You know, not actually could I do the job because I couldn't type.
You couldn't type? They hired you as a clerk typist and you couldn't
exactly,
type?
Exactly. And that sort of says it all, really. But anyway, just before I joined, I'd been reading Kipling's Kim, which describes the great game, as he calls it, the battle between Russia and Great Britain, which took place on the northwest frontier where India meets Afghanistan. So I joined MI5 thinking that it was going to be like that, you know, spies disguised as tribesmen on the Afghan frontier. You know, I am an avid reader of thrillers, and I went on reading thrillers, particularly, obviously, dear old John le Carré, who I think describes brilliantly the world of the Cold War. Is everybody that you think are your colleagues and friends working for the other side? Which was the world in which I found myself when I first joined MI5.
When you retired from MI5, did you have it in mind to become a novelist then?
No, I didn't, actually. And I can remember various publishers writing to me and saying, would you like to write your memoirs? And I said very stuffily, no, thank you, it's not the kind of thing I'm going to do. But gradually, I suppose I thought, well, I would actually quite like to write my story. So I started with my autobiography. And then after that, it occurred to me that I would actually very much like to write a novel. And in fact, I thought about it for years, even while I was working in MI5. It's the sort of thing I wanted to do. But you can't obviously combine writing thrillers with actually working in an intelligence service. So it had to wait.
Your lead character, Liz Carlyle, is a woman who works in MI5. And she must be based in some part on you and your own background in that organization.
Yes, of course she is. I mean, she's an entirely fictional character and the novel is entirely fictional. But when I joined MI5, it was really very much a male-dominated organization. So I felt always that I had to sort of prove myself as a woman and, you know, fight to get on. MI5 nowadays is nothing like as male-dominated. It isn't male-dominated at all. In fact, there are lots of women working there. But Liz gets very cross if she's patronised by her male colleagues, particularly by her partner, Bruno Mackay of MI6. And I think the other thing that Liz has that I had is this difficulty in balancing her private life and working in a secret organisation. Because even nowadays, it's only the head of the British intelligence services whose name is made public, and everybody else remains anonymous and has to sort of create some sort of cover story for their private life. And that's what she does. And not surprisingly, it means that her personal relationships are really rather complicated.
Much more complicated than I would have thought of. She's got a man who is very interested in becoming her lover and moving in with her, really. And she's balancing all the time in her head, well, how am I going to explain where I'm going or why I'm not here to answer the phone? And all kinds of things that wouldn't perhaps occur to anyone who hadn't had your experience.
No, I don't think they would. I mean, it really is quite an issue in one's private life. I can remember before my name was made public, when I was in that situation, you know, most people sort of cheerfully go to a neighbour's Christmas drinks party. But if you work in a secret organisation, you go with some trepidation because you know that the very first thing anybody you meet is going to say to you is, well, what do you do? And of course, you have to work out some cover story for the occasion, or else you get some sort of second sight and you see this question coming and you move rapidly on to another group.
What did you used to tell people?
Oh, it varied. I'd think up something for the evening, cosmetics firm consultant, or I buy boots for the army, or whatever I thought of. The difficulty is that whatever you've thought of, almost inevitably, you meet somebody who is an absolute expert in the thing that you've chosen to be.
Boots for the army? I work for a shoemaker. Come on, let's get together.
Exactly. Or my father's a general. Which floor do you work on? Or something like that.
Stella Remington, author of the new spy novel, At Risk. Dame Stella, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you very much.